Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. The prophet Daniel was a great man of prayer. Because Daniel faithfully prayed to God, the king punished him by throwing him into the lion's den. But God protected Daniel, and the prophet emerged untouched. Obviously, Daniel was a man of prayer. Wouldn't it be great if we could listen to one of Daniel's prayers? Thankfully, we can. Daniel chapter 9 records a prayer that Daniel presented to God, a prayer of confession and expectation. Daniel had been taken into captivity to Babylon as a young man. God honored Daniel and elevated him within the political structures of both the Babylonian and the Persian empires. As an old man, Daniel began to wonder when the Jewish captives would be allowed to return to Jerusalem. Having read Jeremiah's prophecy about a 70-year captivity, Daniel believed that the time was near for God to fulfill his promise and restore the Jews to their homeland. So Daniel prayed. Daniel 9:3 says that Daniel turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. In other words, Daniel took prayer seriously. Daniel began his prayer by acknowledging God's greatness, saying in verse 4, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with all who love him and obey his commands. He then continued in verse 5 by confessing the sins of his people, saying, We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We know that Daniel was an upright, faithful man of God. He himself hadn't rebelled against God. Nevertheless, Daniel identified with his people by including himself in this prayer of confession. We too can identify with the sins of our land by confessing to God our need for his mercy. Daniel went on to state his confidence in God's mercy. In verse 9, he prayed, The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. When we pray, we can lean on the gracious attributes of God. God is good, gracious, merciful, and forgiving. His mercies never end. Daniel concluded his prayer with a plea for God to act. In verse 19, he prayed, O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. For your sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. Daniel's prayer teaches us to trust God's mercy and to ask boldly for God to intervene in the affairs of this world and in the concerns of our lives. Let's learn to pray like Daniel. Father, reveal to us again your mercy and give us confidence to pray for your healing in our broken world. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.